Play 100.5 WRCH and tell me something good about Connecticut.
Now, if you know your Connecticut history, then you know that for many years, Connecticut was a powerhouse in the textile industry, dating back to the days before electricity when water power ran the mills. Now, with all the rivers in Connecticut, textile mills sprang up everywhere.
Sure.
Well, there's a company that's bringing textile manufacturing back to Connecticut. And like so much of our manufacturing, they're making high-end specialty products. The company's called American Woolen, and they're located in the 166-year-old former Warren Mill in Stafford Springs. Hmm. New owners revived the company in 2013, and they make high-end worsted and woolen fabrics that have been showing up on runways and in Tony shops like J. Crew. Their fabrics will soon be showing up on Army bases, too. American Woolen is going to begin making cloth for new Army uniforms in the familiar olive drab color. Their fabrics will go into field coats, dress shirts, trousers, and other items. American Woolen will be clothing more than a million active duty personnel as well as Army National Guard members. It's the latest chapter in a comeback story that began in 2014 when Jacob Harrison took a long look over this defunct company. Now, he brought the Warren Mill in, and with the help of some state brownfield money, they cleaned up the property. Brownfield cleanup's so important. They started operations in 2014, and since then, they've grown to 669 employees. And then once they started making the Army fabrics, they're going to have to add another 20 jobs to cover that. So that's going to be a big endeavor for them. So let's all salute American Woolen, another great thing about Connecticut. If you're a fan of Discovery Channel Shark Week, then listen up. Connecticut has quite a few attractions that feature special shark exhibits and shows this summer. Here's a few to sink your teeth into.
Okay.
The Bruce Museum in Greenwich has an interactive shark exhibit where visitors can get up close and personal with life-size models of great whites, hammerheads, and some of their living and extinct cousins. Then there's the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk, where guests can watch the staff feed the sharks and even get closer at the touch pool. We can also watch and wonder as the aquarium's dive team swims with the sand tiger sharks, the lemon shark, and other creatures of the sea. It gave me goosebumps. Mystic Aquarium, of course, featuring thousands of underwater creatures and dramatic recreations of some of the world's best undersea habitats. The aquarium also allows guests to get close and interact with sharks and stingrays. There's also the Yale Peabody Museum of Natural History in New Haven, where visitors can discover a few dinosaur-sized shark ancestors, plus dig up and examine fossilized shark teeth and more. And don't forget Uncle Buck's Fishbowl and Grill.
I haven't heard of this.
It's in Bridgeport. It's a unique underwater-themed family restaurant and bar with bowling. And families can eat and bowl under life-size fish and sharks suspended from the ceiling.
Oh.
And you can also visit 750-gallon saltwater aquarium with tropical fish. That sounds super fun.
That's fun.
Don't forget, you've got one more day for the July CT Visit Prize Pack. You could win a gift certificate for one-day paddleboard or kayak rental for four people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. Two tickets to the Thames River Heritage Park Water Taxi. That thing takes you around 10 national and historic sites on the shores of the Thames River. And you can get some Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. Just head on over to WRCH.com, click on Contests, and good luck.